You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of May 20th through 24th, which is going to take us through the end of Sweeps. We've got life and death action. Everything is going to be so intense as we wrap up Sweeps and head deeper into May. I'm going to tell you all about it. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our General Hospital updates. And if you are a regular here, you know that when we do the early editions, we talk through what's happening the rest of this week, just to give you some context for the spoilers for next week. So Wednesday, May 15th, Blaze and Christina are stunned. They are at the wedding, and I believe they are shocked to see their parents walk in together. We've got Natalia as Sunny's plus one. And of course, this means that Brooklyn Quartermain and Detective Chase's wedding is underway. They're not going to say I do on Wednesday, but the guests show up. We're at the church. All kinds of stuff are happening. Everybody is very surprised to see Jason Morgan there. Remember, he got a request from his mother, Monica Quartermain, delivered from his son, Danny Morgan, saying she has pneumonia and she wants Jason there to represent her at the wedding. And he says, okay. And he shows up. Spinelli is so happy to see Stone Cold there and tells him, welcome home. A lot of people are going to be stunned to see him there. I wonder if he is going to bring Carly as his plus one. I haven't seen any photos of Carly at the wedding or anything like that, but I'm just curious. I don't know. It looks like she's going to be off talking to Brennan when she shouldn't be, but there's a lot of people who aren't going to be happy to see him there. Well, one person in particular, which is Sunny. And if Sam is there, I'm sure she is, because Dante will be there. And Sam is in a pretty good place with him. But again, she's worried about the danger. Tracy has a gift for Brooklyn for the wedding. It was something that belonged to her mom, Lila Quartermain, BLQ's grandma. And Olivia is very concerned to tell Sunny she wants the wedding to go off without a hitch. She's kind of running around like a chicken with her head cut off at the last minute. And we are going to meet Gio Cirillo, who's playing violin at the wedding. He is played by Giovanni Mazza, who is this very hunky young man and an absolutely rock star violinist. I'm so excited to see what he's going to play. And I had posted on our Twitter a video of him at, I think, the Lakers halftime show, rocking out to Smooth Criminal. This kid plays violin like rock stars play guitar. He's amazing. Jocelyn Jax meets him. But I still think she's only going to have eyes for Dex, because Dex is at the wedding as well, and I'm sure he cleans up very nicely. Thursday, May 16th is day two of the BLQ Chase wedding, and I'm guessing this is the day where we're actually going to say I do. We're going to have lots of Cirillos. In addition to new guy Gio, we're going to see Gloria Cirillo and Carmine Cirillo, BLQ's grandparents, aka Lois Cirillo's parents. Gregory Chase is really struggling at the wedding. He's supposed to be the officiant, but Tracy is his backup. He sent her to the rehearsal to just, I honestly think he's setting her up to step in for him, because I think he thinks he's not going to be able to do it. I don't think Tracy is going to let him back out. I think she might be there literally at his side supporting him while he does it rather than stepping in, but he's going to have everyone very worried. And then we're going to head into the wedding reception, which is at the Metro Court. So we're going to say I do and head over to the reception on Thursday. Friday, May 17th, we're going to continue with post-wedding festivities at the Metro Court. There's going to be a shooting. We know this from this week's promo. The shooting could happen somewhere else, and the voiceover might have been, you know, from the hospital, or the shooting could be at the Metro Court. Remember, Valentine is taking aim at Jason. Of course, Jason was a last minute addition to the guest list, so I don't know if this is Valentine's work, if it is some kind of other mob thing, if it is Pikeman trying to take another hit on Sunny. I doubt that again, but you never know, because Valentine seemed more focused on the Jason thing and letting Sunny implode. So I'm very interested in the shooting. Christina sees her dad doing some things, saying some things that just don't sit well with her. Of course, he's continuing to act very off because he's only getting 1/4 of the mental meds that he needs. Ava Jerome knows it, and she's sitting on that information. Sam has a plan to help Jason, and she wants Spinelli in on the scheme. And Finn is very worried for his dad's health, and Finn is really struggling to keep it together. He is considering drinking, which he shouldn't do because he is an addict. He was more into like pills, but alcohol isn't a good idea either. So he's very tempted, could fall off the wagon. I don't know if Alexis can't be there, so he can't even really call her because she's off dealing with her law license stuff. That takes us into the week of May 20th through the 24th. The last day of sweeps again is Wednesday, May 22nd. So we have this shooting, we have the wedding, we are building up to the very end of sweeps, the apex of it as we are in next week. Somebody is shot, maybe at the wedding reception. We did have this leak that said someone dies after the wedding. So whoever the shooting victim is may not survive. But a lot of times when they tease a death, you know, it's an extra. It's not even somebody we know or care about. They did that with some of the hook killing victims, just other things. So this may be someone random. Meanwhile, next week, look for Valentine to circle around to Ava to find out why she was misrepresenting herself as Sonny's wife, why she was asking questions, and more importantly, why she hasn't taken any action based on the information she has. Maybe he'll threaten her. Maybe he'll tempt her. Maybe she is so mad at Sonny she doesn't care and he doesn't have to do anything and she'll just let it rock on. We'll see. Gregory's health crisis has been at a crossroad. I feel like he's either going to collapse at the reception or maybe he's the shooting victim. I don't know. We'll find out more next week. Valentine is playing a very dangerous balancing act. He loves Anna still, but he knows she's on to him. Anna still loves Valentine, but she isn't going to let him slide if he is the one, if she has proof that he's the one running Pikeman. Of course, all of us viewers know that he is. Ava is in the mix, complicating all of this, because Valentine is onto her. Jagger is onto her now. So that puts Jagger and Valentine, that were already on a collision course, even more of a drastic collision course. Spinelli may try and hack into the FBI and delete the evidence they have against Carly, because that would get Jason out from under Jagger's thumb, and Sam found out what it is. So I think that might be their plan. Hunky Gio is going to stick around after the wedding, by the way. There's a recent cast photo and he is still in it, and none of the other people from the wedding are. So we'll see who he is meant to romance. And I wonder if Drew is going to tell Nina about the proposal that he ran for office. She could use her influence to help him. This could be one more way that they're bonding. And it is time for Alexis Davis's law license hearing next week. And on Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to see her facing off, because Fergus Byrne debuts, played by Lane Davies. And Fergus is the brother of her dead lover, Neil Byrne. And it looks like he's the one who orchestrated her rapid disbarment before, where she didn't even get due process. It didn't even go to a full hearing. He is very angry. He is still blaming her for Neil's death, even though we know that it was Harmony that killed him and why. And I do think Fergus is going to try and block her getting back her license. Those are all of our General Hospital early spoilers. If you haven't, please click subscribe. Definitely come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. Please drop your comments on what you want to see. And of course, as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.